spirit of Baphomet becomes released from his prison in the underworld and possesses the body of Nicholas de Vere. And he becomes, you know, this transcendental, semi-divine being. So when he's ruling as the Grail King, then he's not just Nick. He's you know, something else. So, and then I just got chills again as I was reading this stuff, rereading it, editing it to put it in Clock Shavings. I had written that once this happened, we couldn't be sure if time itself was going to exist the way it normally does or the way it does now. As if, you know, the moment you do this, it's somehow going to create this merger of the worlds and this end time moment that I'm talking about. Now, I didn't know very much about those ideas back then, not nearly as much as I do now. So now that I'm looking back on the messages that we were given on the Ouija board pertaining to that, and then also what I wrote in that automatic writing session, it seems like this was really what it was all leading to, or this is what they wanted to push me into, was becoming involved in this whole process, trying to do some kind of ritual to open the portal and smash the worlds together, basically. And by doing that, you would end time. Now, when I think about that now, it doesn't sound like anything I would want to do. But at the time, I was, again, just writing through inspiration, and it seemed so fascinating to me. I almost was willing to do it just to see if it would work. But yeah, so when I was writing then Clock Shavings and exploring these ideas more deeply, I came across more information about CERN, and that definitely seems like what they're trying to do, smash the pillar and open up the portal and smash the worlds together. And, you know, when you look at some of the images that they bring up in their own logos and what they choose to title their projects.
Yeah, Atlas and Alice, like, right?
Yes. Oh, the Alice one is so weird. Yeah, she's like staring into a portal. And they say, yeah, basically it's a project to, you know, open up a very tiny gateway in between the worlds. And they say it's going to be so small, you know, just almost immeasurably small gateway. So it's nothing to worry about. And it's also just going to be a very tiny amount of time that it's going to be open. So don't worry about it. Nothing's going to happen. But I figure anything could happen, really. I mean, if you're opening up a portal, no matter what size it is, you know, potentially.
Size doesn't matter in an anti-universe, right?
How big is a demon?
Exactly.
What size portal does it need, and how much time does it need to get through?
Actually another one in America known as the Relativistic Heavy Ionic Collider, or RIC, and they have colliders known as Phoenix and Star. And they actually collided gold particles together to manipulate space-time. They can't even understand what they did, as you know. Many times this type of thing goes on. They collided gold particles, and this flipped space-time on its head, according to their data. This makes me think back to the NASA days, to the ideas of I'm just going to lose his name right in the middle of the of Jack Parsons, who is, you know, channeling these probably same entities and then building NASA, building the space program. And if you believe Kathy O'Brien, also a whole mind control program dealing with the demonics of space. So I don't disbelieve what you're telling me, because there's so much evidence to the occult nature of the height of civilization and of science.